So as we've been outlining, there is a growing concern over the illegal and dangerous driving by taxi drivers on Abubakar Aswad Drive during peak hours in Indonesia. Indonesia residents have been angered as taxi drivers who make illegal stops, not using indicators while swearing in out of the traffic or speeding and generally bad behavior on the road. Many of these taxis are carrying children to and from school. There are concerns that these children are being endangered. We discussed the issue this morning with Johannesburg Metro Police Department's Wayne Minar. Wayne, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us. We remind the listeners that the lines are open on 011-854-1548 and you can call in and put your concerns across through to the JNPD's Wayne Minar. Wayne, are you aware of the issue with taxi drivers in Malaysia, especially the bad and illegal behavior on Abubakar Aswad Drive?
Yes. You know, there are a number of spots or locations where taxi drivers have been driving in a manner that really would be tantamount to reckless driving, like driving on the wrong side of the road, cutting in front of other cars and such kind of behavior. So what we have done is we have joined forces with South African Police Service and also Gauteng Traffic Police, where we have joint operations on a regular basis to clamp down on this kind of bad behavior and then arrest the offenders and impound taxis where the taxis aren't roadworthy. Just 4 days ago, there were taxis impounded outside the Mall of Africa, where the taxis were taken to the Jemiston pound and then the owners would have to pay to get the taxis out. So these operations are being done.
Yes.
At locations where we establish where it's being done and then what is happening. And
Have you ever had an operation here on the particular spot, what we are referring to, Abubakar Aswad Drive?
No.
Not yet.
There has not been a joint operation as yet.
Okay. We have one of the contributors, one of the callers who want to raise an issue. We welcome the brother onto the program.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Good morning, bro.
How are you, Mr. Mina?
Fine, thanks. How are you this morning?
Well, thanks. Well, actually, not really. As a Indonesia resident, I think it's vital that one of us actually come on air and bring all this about. Every day, on a daily basis, we have problems with regards to the taxis.
Yes.
Throughout Nirvana Drive, not just Nirvana, I mean throughout the lands.
Yes.
And for example, day before yesterday, we had an incident where a vehicle was recovered, a stolen Kumbi.
Yes.
Which was parked among the taxis. Then you have the issue of them just stopping anywhere in the road, picking up passengers, dropping off passengers, holding up traffic.
Yes.
You have them gathering in the street. They just stop and decide they must have a hearty conversation. I don't know how it's helping the rest of the community and the road, because
yes,
it causes a lot of traffic to be backed up, accidents.
Yes.
If you actually were on site to see what's going on, majority of these taxis don't even have licenses. They're not even registered.
Yeah, well, look, you know, when it comes to the taxis, we will do the joint operation. So what I would appreciate, if you can send me an email, I'll give you my email address as well as Yusuf Bayat at Gauteng Traffic.
Okay.
So you send it to us both, or you send me and you copy him, so that we can add it to the database for those spots where we need to do an operation.
Okay.
My email is Wayne M. at Joburg, joburg.org.za.
Okay.
And then for Yusuf, it's yusuf.byat, that's BHYAT, @gmail.
Okay.
.com. That's his email. So you can send it to us both. I'll appreciate it very much, and we can do something. Unfortunately, when it comes to stopping of taxis, the routes and the stopping places where taxis are allowed to stop to pick up a load of passengers, that's not regulated. So
Okay, but while you're on the topic, at the end of the day, I understand that the stopping of taxis and picking up and dropping off of passengers is regulated. Or is not regulated,
yeah,
sorry.
It's not regulated.
No, what does it mean that it's not regulated?
But I fail to understand is you provide them with a point for them to stop, yeah, drop off passengers, yeah, because of the safety of the passengers and the public at large and other road users. But they will not adhere to it.
Yeah, you see,
and there's incidences where traffic officers are standing there, they'll see it going on, but fail to do anything about it.
You see, the buses stop at bus stops where bus stops have been allocated. Where there's been cutaway done for taxis, they don't. Because it's not a regulatory requirement. Their stopping is not regulated. Reckless driving, on the other hand, is regulated. We can arrest them and charge them for reckless driving.
But then this boils down to reckless and negligent driving. At the end of the day, when a taxi is stopping in the middle of the road, while there's other cars coming and there's other patrons on the road, I mean, how does that suffice for them? What makes them so much more different to every other abiding citizen?
Because they are classified in terms of public transport.
But how does classifying public transport give them the right to do whatever they feel to do, or they please to do?
You see, we must just differentiate recklessness from not reckless. Stopping, you cannot classify it as reckless. You can classify it as an obstruction, but not as recklessness. But because it's public transport, they get away with it. So, what I want you to do...
Wayne, are you saying that it's totally legal for them to stop anywhere they want?
Yes.
But how does it not become reckless and negligent? Because at the end of the day, majority of these taxis, if you look at the older spec taxis, they don't have brake lights, they don't use indicators, they don't use hazards. They just stop in the middle of the road and then, you know what, you end up with an accident.
Yeah, look, it's not going to be resolved. That won't be resolved because we can explain as many times as we can about regulation and non-regulation. But if you can give us the location where they are reckless driving on the wrong side of the road, cutting in front of other cars, endangering other motorists' lives while driving, there we can do an operation. And then we can take action against it.
Okay, well said. But then, how would you like me to forward it to you? Via video or via pictures?
No. Just what we need is
to give you the proof for you to see it for yourself. Alternatively, if possible, you send out a unit, unmarked unit. We park at those particular spots, and you can verify it for yourself.
No, taxi operation. You can't send one unit. You need 100 officers.
No. You fail to understand me. I'm saying you send out an unmarked vehicle. You send out one of your guys or few of your guys to verify and see exactly what is going on on those particular intersections.
No, look, you see, when it comes to taxi issues, we know what's happening.
Okay, we just want to take this one caller. We have a call on the line. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Were you calling from Lanesha?
Yes.
What is the issue that you'd like to raise with Wayne?
It's regarding the taxi issue.
What's your contribution?
I'd like to highlight to Mr. Wayne Minar about the reckless driving of taxis in the Lanesha area, which the previous caller has done.
Yes.
But I'd also like to notify, for example, Flamingo Primary, opposite Flamingo Primary. Every single day, there's 5 traffic officers taking school children across the road.
Yeah.
You know, does it warrant 5 traffic officers to take school children across the road, where other schools have one patroller doing it, you know, one trained by the school, and here you have 5 traffic officers. I mean, they could be used somewhere else.
Okay, your concern highlighted. Let's take Jazakallah for calling in. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. Yes.
Hello.
What is it that you'd like to raise? Assalamu alaikum, sister, you live on air.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, what I'd like to say is talking about the taxis that can stop anywhere because it's there's no law, right?
Yes.
Nirvana Drive particularly, from Shiraz Delta right up to the BP, to the Lanesha Clinic.
Yes.
Road is so narrow, right?
Yes.
It's almost, it's a very narrow road.
Yes. Yes.
The taxi stops right in the on the side, dropping a passenger. So
yes.
50 cars behind has to stop and wait for this passenger to be dropped off before it can overtake the taxi because there's oncoming traffic.
Yes.
What are we going to do about that? How many years are we complaining about this? The road doesn't need, nobody needs to extend this road anymore. I mean, the road services, what are they doing? They needed to broaden this road for a long time. And here the taxis have caused so many, many accidents there. That's all I'd like to say.
Okay, Wayne, there's the two callers that raised their issues, and the one is obviously with regards to the number of traffic officials assisting at Flamingo, and the other one is this about the traffic, taxi stopping on Nirvana Drive. What's your response?
Yeah, you see, JMPD officers, they are not traffic officers only. No, they are not traffic officers like in the former traffic department.
Yeah.
JMPD officers have got three core functions. They must do crime prevention. They must enforce city bylaws, certain city bylaws, and they must do road policing. So road policing is only one of the functions of the Metro Police. And currently, because of criminals targeting the officers for their firearms, yes, officers can no longer be directing or doing operation alone like we used to do in the 80s. It's an issue now of life and death.
Yes.
Because they target the officers for their firearms, and just in the past 6 months we've lost three officers being shot and killed.
Okay, wait, let's go back to the lines. We have a number of callers on the line. Let's go back to the Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. What is it that you'd like to raise?
No, there's rails on the road going towards the cemetery and that.
Yes.
You pull that thing. It's the biggest this thing, and here the engine garage.
Mm.
You must during the school hour, this thing.
Yes.
You can't even drive there. It's in the morning, in the lunchtime and that.
Mm.
Okay.
School children and all that.
That's Abu Azwar Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. JazakAllah for raising that issue. Now we're going to get further clarity on that. There's another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chi.
Also, the other issue is on Rose Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. When you're coming on Rose Avenue, the intersection between Rose and Flamingo, where the total garage is.
Okay.
Those intersections state clearly that when the robots go green, you can turn right only. You see the taxis in the right lane. As the robot turns, they cross you over to cross the robot. But it clearly states that you can only, it's only a right turn.
Okay.
And there's been numerous accidents at that intersection, numerous.
Are you in a position to be able to send an email?
Yes, I can send an email.
Okay. I'll give the email address at the end of the program so that... All of the complaints can be sent so that we see, we must put it on record. And then what we do is, when it's on record, we establish where it's happening, what is happening, and then we are able to send officers there, because currently there are complaints all over the city when it comes to taxis.
Okay, I will send the email, then you can address the issue, not a problem.
Yes.
Thank you.
What we're also going to ask listeners is to CC me in that email, so that we can bring Wayne online in a couple of weeks' time and hold him to account, Wayne, to see what the progress has been made on that, on some of those developments. So in terms of the taxi, let's go to another call. We do have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to comment on this stretch from the mall coming up to the clinic area.
Yes.
You know the walking space there on both sides for pedestrians.
Yes.
Is hardly used. Why don't they use extend that road? And there's still space to allow the pedestrians to walk. You can make a walkway there.
Yes.
If you look at the space on both sides.
Okay. Look, that recommendation can be made to the JRA. If you can send them an email to Johannesburg Road Agency and ask them for widening of the road, I think it can be considered.
Of course it can be considered, because that is a lot of space that's wasted and it's hardly been used.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you look at that,
I think it's a different issue. You know, Wayne is from the trafficking, so we got to look at the issue from trafficking point of view, and then perhaps we need to get Ismail Vadi on to talk about, you know, the changes to the road.
To the road, actually.
I mean, for one, to drop off one passenger, you stop 50 cars.
It's unbelievable.
Is it a reality?
It is undoubtedly a reality. It is a big problem.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No. I mean, this they got to consider this because, you know, lands has not been looked after by the council.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, brother, we appreciate that call. There's a few other callers that like to make comments. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, what is your contribution?
Okay. I'm a resident from Extension 5. I just want to put on record that, you know, where the Nurul Islam school comes out and Trinity school comes out, and it's like on the bend, and the taxis block you off completely, and with music blaring, it's even not good for the residents there because it's prayer time, and the music is blaring, and they have no consideration for those residents there. And even the cars cannot pass by on that corner.
Okay, your issue has been raised.
Okay, now.
Shazakallah for that, sister. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to raise?
With regards to the caller that said the pavement on Nirvana Drive, I had a chat with Ismail Vadi, and he said they're not going to do anything with those pavements because, you know, this long term where they're going to do the flyover?
Oh, okay.
They basically said they're going to then only widen the road at that time.
Oh.
All right, so I don't know, you can either just say that or you get the presenter just to say that.
Okay.
Yes, we have looked at some of those issues with Ismail Vadi. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti. Hi, Zain.
Hello.
I've got an issue with metro. We find a lot of built up areas, just guys are spinning their cars and driving at 140, 160. It's endangering the children, and, there were a lot of incidents which they knocked poles down and all. And when we phoned the SAP, they don't do nothing about it. They come there and they just have a chat with them, and they just go and they allow them to carry on with this, with the spinning of the cars, way late at night, in the middle of the day, prayers time, they don't have no consideration. And I hope that the metro, they do something about it,
No, look, and I know, unfortunately, we have certain locations in Indonesia that has become a very big problem when it comes to spinning of cars and drag racing, and we have had operations. So what if you can just give us the exact location for this, if you can email it to us, then I will send it to Monica Kayser, who is the commander for Indonesia, and then they can also plan an operation there for the spinning of the cars.
Okay. So must I send a photo of the car too, or what?
No. Just the location. We just need the location and the time that it happens. Then we can plan our operation.
Jazakallah for that call. We've obviously run out of time. We're not going to take any more callers now. We need to look at ways forward. How are we going to take this forward so that we have all these callers venting their frustration, raising their issues, Wayne? There's lots of issues. What is the way forward? How are we going to alleviate the plight of the residents of Indonesia?
Look, when it comes to reckless driving, spinning of wheels, it falls into the same category. There you can send me an email on all lowercase wayne@joburg.org.za or yusuf.byatt@gmail.com. So you can send us those locations and we will deal with it. When it comes to loud music, please call the call center, lock a call on the call center on 011-375-5911. I'll repeat, 011-375-5911, so that they can catch the people in the act, when they're busy playing the music. Because sometimes if you send officers to a place where they normally play music, when the officers are there, they don't play the music. So we want to catch them in the act when they are playing the music, so that the officers can give them a fine.
Okay, so we appreciate your time, Wayne. We're going to send those messages through. I'm going to ask them to all the listeners to CC me. And in a couple of days' time, we'll get you on to see what is the progress in that regard.
Absolutely, that will be good.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we look forward to chatting to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good day. Bye. The caller that we have, what's your final comments? We're obviously going to try and hold Wayne accountable to this. What is the way forward? What do you think?
Well, way forward, obviously, we need to get the joint operation into process. That's the only way forward, because obviously, in order to get something done, you need to have them physically here to see what's going on, and then obviously take it to task, you understand. Generally, if you just speak, everyone listens, no one does anything about
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
Understand. There was one question which I wanted to pose to Mr. Wayne Miyar, but obviously,
the next time I will inform you when we're going to have him.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakallah, Assalamu alaikum.